You may have noticed me in these presentations looking down every now and then like this. So there's two reasons that occurs. One is I've got a second monitor that I can actually draw on and write on, and it's showing the presentation view of the presentation of the slides. Second, my keyboard's down there. And rather than trying to look at the camera and get my finger in the right place on the keyboard, I look down. So I have a simply complex system for doing these recordings. One other thing you may have wondered is, where's my microphone? Well, if I can make it appear kind of in the recording by illustrating where it's being blocked out by a green screen. Now, my system has got audio, video, slides, I've got hard drives pulling up the data, and I've got a variety of editing features afterwards that allow me to correct for a few things. It's a complex system, and it relies on a lot of things working to make it all work. Now, if you have a system like this and you need to model it for reliability purposes, we often have to use structures in our reliability diagrams that are not series or parallel exactly. And so we'll talk about at least one or a couple of these different structures in this section. Here I'm looking down at my keyboard. This usually applies in systems that have a mix of series and parallel type elements to it. And in some cases, we deal with systems that series and parallel really don't apply. There's not an easy way to devolve those in for calculation purposes. But let's show you a couple of examples to illustrate this complex system a little bit more. So here's just a simple example. It's where I've got five elements in my design. And let's say I have some solid state memory and a spinning hard drive, say R2 and R3. And I need one or the other in order for my system to operate. So those are in classic parallel structure. And they're in series, if you look at them as the entire block. Put these all together in one block, then I have four elements in series. And that's really the way we go about breaking this down for the analysis. You take that section that's in series, or in parallel, and resolve it into its reliability. And then if you remember from a series system, then it's multiplying the various parts together. So I would take these four numbers, including the combination of the two in parallel, and do the math. So the basic notion for breaking down these series parallel structures is just resolve and simplify the parallel parts and then do the series calculations. It's pretty straightforward. Now, I alluded to another structure, which I think I got ahead of myself a little bit, and it's called Keynote, and we'll talk about that in the next lesson. But for any of these systems, it's really just take one step at a time. And so I might have a system that has a couple of elements in parallel in series, and then that string is in parallel to something else. And again, I would just resolve the lowest level pieces to where I can do the calculations in series and so on. Just break it down one step at a time. Keynotes. I think I've got ahead of myself a little bit, just trying to allude to those, but they're a little bit trickier, and there's a couple different ways to solve those. We'll talk about those in the next lesson.